Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the poll question is sitting dead middle 50-50, who do you believe on who called the plays in the second half, Hugh Douglas or Nick Sirianni? Can't believe this thing is 50-50.
I make a compelling argument.
Well,
because
I think people
it was
like
different.
Your story. They it want
was
it to
different.
Be true.
Okay, the story might be a lot. The story might
know.
Be a little over the top.
I know.
And I might have embellished that a little
We
bit.
All know.
And I'm not calling for Kevin Petuto to lose his job.
No, you're just emasculating him.
I'm not doing that, Joe. You make it sound so bad. No, every now and then, you
Game
know, you get overwhelmed.
Game three of his tenure, he no. lost
We might
play
as well
calling.
Be calling for his job. If no, the guy has to get stripped of play calling.
No. Just cut
two
his
and a half
legs
games,
out.
No, then
right
what's the
sometimes
point?
you got to take a few steps back to go a few more steps forward. That's
now,
it.
Tell me what the point of him is, then.
What you mean?
Just let Jalen call the play.
Tell
no,
me what the point
no,
of him is.
See,
you know exactly what
it was the moment. That moment was just a lot. And it was like, okay, Kev. We got this. Don't worry about it. You'll be back in play.
The moment is a lot. The moment meaning
well,
calling plays?
I don't
like
know.
His job?
See, I'm trying to say it in a nice way. I don't know how to not say it, you know, without being like mean.
So you know the problem
well,
is,
but that's kind yeah. of the point. Like,
but
it's,
no, it's yeah. not.
Do you realize okay. what you've done, though?
What I do?
The chestnut checkers with the fan base. The rest of the season, people that believe you will now say, when the plays work, Jalen called them.
You
and when
know,
they don't, Kevin Petula called them.
But you know
you
what?
You have destroyed the man's career in Philadelphia.
I did
it's
not
over.
Do that. This is
it's
no,
over.
This is no different than what we were thinking last year when we had Coach Goober. That was the play caller and Coach Sirianni. We were still recklessly speculating
yeah, but
about
but
who was
Goober,
calling.
Goober was an established coordinator.
And I think Kevin Petullo is going to be fine.
But, not if people listen to you.
No,
I mean,
well,
it's over.
Well, how else do you explain the turnaround that
I
they had?
I told you they were down three scores and had a throw.
No, they had a different game.
Okay. All right, 215-592-9494. Right back to your phone calls on all of this. And should the Eagles now become a pass-first team? But first, you some injury notes we got to get to. And it doesn't affect the game in a pretty big way on Sunday. All right, let's start with the Eagles here. Hugh, it sounds like we got some corners banged up. Adoree Jackson, and I'm not sure how much a big deal that is, but he's got a groin injury. I don't know if he's going to be able to
that
go.
That's not good as a corner.
No, but now there's also an injury to Jacorian Bennett. I think he may have gotten hurt on Jordan Davis's return because he was the guy that jumped on the holder, right, so Davis could pick the ball up. That was Bennett. So he was on the field that play, which I got to think he was healthy when the play started. Maybe he got hurt then. I don't know when he got hurt. But he's banged up, too. So we have two banged up corners, which means guess who might be up?
Kaylee.
Your guy.
Yeah. My guy.
He's been your guy since you got here.
I mean, yeah, I think he could. Yeah, he
you,
got
you walking back from Kaylee Ringo
being
your guy?
No, I'm saying no. He good. Okay. He good. No, I think he can get it done.
Well,
we're
going to need him. Now, here is some good news on the other side.
Yeah.
That Bucs receiving core is not going to be as dangerous as we anticipated because according to Tom Pelissero, Mike Garofalo, Mike Evans' hamstring injury is going to keep him out multiple weeks.
Yeah, Money Mike kind of banged up.
So no Mike Evans on Sunday. That's a huge deal. I mean, it is. Now, they're getting Chris Godwin back. They
and
have
worse,
Ibuka.
I think, right?
They're getting worse back.
Yeah.
So they still have some receivers. And Ibuka looks like maybe the offensive rookie of the year. But no Mike Evans is a huge part
it's
of the
best
game.
Receiver, yeah.
Yeah, no question about that.
All right. So it does give me some confidence we could hold up, even though we are down couple corners.
Yeah, but you know what? At least they're going to be the ones that are banged up for a change.
Yeah,
last time we went about Devontae, AJ, and Lane, right?
That's always part of these Eagles-Bucks games. They're always more healthier than we are.
Yeah, we didn't have AJ for the playoff game either.
Well, Jalen had, what was it, like the broken finger in the playoff game, which didn't help the whole thing?
Crazy.
Yeah, because he's been playing in that game before it. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Matt in Germantown is up on WIP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, gentlemen? First, is my favorite barber, Kyle. You owe me an apology for dialing my gangster. Hiley Hugh, you owe me an apology for putting out this geriatric broccoli that be putting people to sleep. You owe me an apology.
Man, but
and
it's,
Joe, you owe,
it's supposed to be.
Hold your gas, sir. Hold your gas. I ain't done. And Die Hard Joe Gilio, you owe me an apology because one of the first few times I agree with you. This is out of pocket. Like,
Joe, how about, so you want me to apologize because you agree with me? This is a new one. All right, Matt, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I appreciate you. You're such a gentleman and a scholar. I appreciate you.
I don't know about the scholar.
Now, I like the scholar. Cut that audio. We need to. He apologized to Matt.
For what?
He told you.
No, please.
Indigo.
What do you call it? Indigo.
The indigo.
Yeah. You know.
No, I'm just saying. But that's the purpose. That was the whole premise. I apologize.
Yeah, I guess.
Why you making fake apologies?
Kyle, apologize to Matt. Go ahead. We all apologize.
Please, Kyle. Come on.
You know what? Shut up.
See, Kyle gonna make me apologize, but he gonna tell me shut up.
Come on, Kyle. That's not fair. Come on, Kyle. Because what did I say Friday? I said we were gonna win the game because I was gonna be there, right? And what happened?
Oh, get the hell out of here!
No, but okay, Matt. Now you have to have a come to Jesus moment. How are you feeling at the half, though?
At the half, I was perplexed, but the first thing I thought of was Home Alone 2 when Kevin had that credit card and was running up that bill in that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, we was missing Kevin. Like it was all Kevin Petullo, and at that point in time, I think this was our, where I said it first, this is where Tom Brady and Drew Brees had a baby, and his name is Jalen Hurts, because he took over. He looked at him like Lawrence Fishburne looked at Tina Turner in that movie and said, hey, get over here, hold on. And he took everybody for that ride. You know the Lawrence Fishburne meme look.
I know, eat the cake. Eat the cake.
Yeah, eat the cake anime. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. That was the eat the cake anime moment. I'm trying to tell you.
Matt, that was just so bad. That was
He was yelling. Wait, watch this. He was yelling at Kevin after they scored two times and said, get your act together. We almost there. What you doing? he fell off the left. You know what I'm saying? He had to get it together. And as you see why our finals MVP, I'm not worried. The real gauntlet of our season, I think, is we're getting through it because everything we see is winnable. It's winnable. And Jalen, we trust. I'm saying we cool, but we got to get it together. Kevin, I don't know who you need to call. Ghostbusters or somebody. But if you keep calling these plays, you feel me? He need to get sat down. There's going to be another eat the cake anime moment. That's all.
Yeah, we can't have that. All right, Matt, we appreciate the phone call.
Matt, you did wrong.
That was the best apology I ever gave. Apologizing because he agreed with me. That was easy. Yeah, I mean, Kyle wouldn't apologize. Hugh, we played a clip of him apologizing.
No, I'm saying, why you apologize to me? Because you wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was funny that he wanted an apology from everyone on the show. You have ruined Petullo's career in Philadelphia.
No, I have not.
You have. Hold on. If they go out on Sunday and score 40, you know we're getting the calls. That's Jalen's offense.
They're going to double down on Kevin Petullo being the play caller. This is a learning experience. Because we're here in Philly, and a lot of times when things like this happen, we always call for somebody's head.
No.
I'm not calling for his head.
You have marginalized him.
I have not.
If your theory is true. If your theory is true. All
right,
hold on. If your theory is true. We have evidence of three games. Two and a half games where the coordinator stunk, and another half of a game where the quarterback took over play calling. So what am I supposed to take from that?
First of all, technically, we only have one half of football where he stunk, technically. Because
– first couple
okay,
games?
Let's be fair.
Ugh!
Let's be fair.
Come on.
Coach Petullo has two wins under his belt, whether you like the way they won or not.
Are we giving wins to coordinators now?
Well, I'm just saying, since we want to talk about I didn't cut his man parts off, he got the two wins in the first part of the season. He got the two wins the first two games of the season.
Question, who got the win for this game?
Who got the win for this game?
As the coordinator.
Don't try to paint me in a corner.
I'm just wondering.
Don't be trying to paint me in a corner.
Does Jalen get two wins, one as a quarterback, one as a coordinator?
I'm saying, listen.
How does this work?
See, what happened was this. Kevin Petullo still gets credit, but he had to take a back seat today. He had to take, well, Sunday. He took a back seat. He's going to be back in the driver's seat.
I think what you're missing about what people think, it's not they believe Hugh Douglas. They think Kevin Betula bad, Jalen good.
Yes.
All of a sudden, when things go well, Jalen good can't possibly be Kevin Betula.
See, y'all
they
like
just
to,
want to believe that it's not Kevin Betula and it is Jalen.
Like, y'all, see, it's more minutia.
No,
this is feeding it.
Y'all like to simplify.
We saw this in the offseason. Hugh was leaning toward all of the Jalen crazies.
You've been radicalized.
And he's,
and
now
he's
feeding into it.
I'm offended. Mm-hmm. I am offended. You guys just like to simplify stuff. It's not that simple.
The simplest thought is usually right.
There are shades of gray. Nope. When it comes to all of this,
zero.
This is like when you go to Lynn Villa Orchards. All the Jalen people are the little goats.
I love
goats.
Lynn Villa Orchards.
You turned the crank and got all the little corn nuts, and now he's just
corn
feeding all the Jalen people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Corn nuts is crazy. It's not. It's not. It's not what it is. It's what was needed in that moment. And that was the superhero we needed in that moment.
If you were really a Petula guy, you know what spin you would have come out with
this
week?
That?
He figured it out. Now the coordinator.
Oh, he going to figure it out this week.
No. But you could have come out on Monday and said he figured it out in the second half. Kevin Petula has arrived.
No.
The next great offensive arrived to Philadelphia.
He still has
But instead,
what?
You threw him straight in the river.
He got 14 games to go.
Not anymore.
So here's the real experiment, though. Because if they do put up a ton of offensive points, and Hugh comes out Monday, like he's saying he will, and says, that was Kevin Petullo. Everyone's going to be like, no, Hugh, that was Jalen.
Yep.
They're not riding with you. They're
riding
just riding Jaylen. Against Kevin Petullo.
No, Jalen. They're going to roll
you will
with
see.
Me because I have vision.
No.
I vibrate at a higher
Here
level.
Here we go again.
And they feel me. They understand
right,
what I'm saying.
Let's go to Jasper in Atlanta. Let's see if he's vibing with you. What's up, Jasper?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
How's
Jasper.
Going this morning?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, by the way, this is Jasper from West Oak Lane, now living in Atlanta.
Okay. So from here, but down there. I got you. All right, what are you thinking today?
Yeah. All right, here's what I'm thinking. We're at the same point this year as we were last year. Who's calling the plays? The coach puts in the game plan. The coordinators go out, set up the plays, and run for the coach's game plan. You get in there, we got the best running back in the NFL from last year. Let's run the ball. The NFL... Don't let Saquon beat us. Lane Johnson can beat us. Melada can beat us. The water lady can beat us. Saquon will not beat us. Okay, they go in at halftime. Nick has a flashback to when Howie said, Sirianni, let Kevin go. Let him call the plays. Now, remember, this OC and Jalen has gone together for a long time. They know each other like a book. They work together. And if you look at, I don't know what feed you guys got. You got the local feed. I got the NFL ticket feed.
Oh, he
and
got that big time feed. You seen.
Yeah, okay. That's what we do down here. So I saw the OC hold up the menu, start talking, and hold his finger on the button. He's calling the plays. Him and Jalen are working together. He said, Jalen, let's try this or this. Jalen in the hurry-up offense got choices. And here's the main thing with Jalen. When Jalen was – first started playing college football, Nick Saban said something that resonated with me for years. Jalen does what we ask Jalen to do. Jalen is a field general. He runs the field. He runs the team. The whole team is behind him. And you know what the key is? When at the end of the interview with Pam Oliver, Pam Oliver said, "I believe you," and that's strong. And that's all I have to say. I'll listen to what you guys have to say.
Good phone call, Jasper.
Yeah, but thanks for letting me speak. And fly, Eagles, fly.
You got it,
buddy. I'm thinking about going to the San Diego game. My nephew is out there now, so I don't know.
Ooh, that's a big one. The Chargers, yeah.
Oh, L.A.
Right in the beginning of December.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Don't go to San Diego, Jasper.
Yeah, you got to go to Los
Angeles.
Yeah, you got to go to the Coliseum. Not the Coliseum. What are they called now? SoFi?
SoFi.
Yeah, Jasper, good phone call. That would be a big game.
They say it's like you go down.
The Super Bowl was there a few years ago. Yeah, and I think it's there next year again. Santa Clara this year, L.A. a year from now. Say maybe you need the Sunday ticket feed like Jasper. He saw it. He saw the coordinator calling the place, and he sends it into Jalen, and then Jalen sees what he sees, the line, and makes checks.
Yeah, if we're finding out that your vision has line of sight issues and you're not really getting the whole picture.
Window dressing. Right. Just like y'all sit here and believe that Coach Sirianni tell y'all everything – and y'all take it for the gospel in the press conference.
Yeah, that's right. That's all we do all the time.
Head coaches lie all the time.
All the time.
But if
I'm not calling Coach Sirianni a liar. He's just not telling you the whole truth.
Can I ask you a question on
this?
Yes. Let's just go for a second and play off your idea. This is right. How long until someone who covers the team, because this team is covered like the White House around here, okay? How long until someone uncovers that you're right on this?
Nobody's going to find out.
Oh, baloney. Baloney.
Nobody's going to find out.
There's loose slips down there every year
That's disrespectful to the Bulldog, Dave Uram.
Oh, Dave Uram will get
He's going to be bottom of this.
He's a dogged reporter.
Our very own Elliot is on the case.
Eagles insider. Actually, I would say, and look, it's their award. I would just say, if Hugh's right, the insider that comes up with
it goes to Hugh.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you trying to win Eagles Insider of the Year? Is that what this is?
I mean, if that was to happen, then I would wear it. I would put it on a chain, though.
Well, Elliot has that.
I would definitely put it on a chain because, you know, I've been hollering at them folks from Cozy. They about to hook your boy up. they about to hook me up.
I would say it's going to be an uphill climb for you because Hugh Douglas, Ike Reese yesterday, was adamant that you were wrong about the play call.
I don't care what Ike talking about.
Well, I'm just telling you what he said. He said you were nuts.
Ike don't know what he don't see what I see. Ike ain't vibrating on this level that I'm vibrating on right now.
Mm-hmm. That's strong.
It is. It's the truth.
Did the theory cross anyone's mind that the same play caller called plays both halves, Jalen just played better?
No, that ain't what it was.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure.
Suggest that he ever didn't play well.
I just wanted to ask if anyone thought about that.
On this radio station?
Anyone thought about that possibility?
You know what? That's not bad.
Okay. I just was wondering if anyone thought about that one.
You know what? Maybe.
Okay. I got you. All right. Cowboy.
Or maybe somebody got slapped.
Yeah. Bam. Pow. Cowboy Jim up with us. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Is today a bizarro day? Charger Aaron leading off. Kyle is nice.
It's the rapture.
What kind of world do we live in? What's going on here?
It's supposed to be the rapture today.
It's not the rapture today.
Well, that's what I was told. The internet told me today was the rapture.
Oh, the internet told you.
The internet told me today was the rapture. What?
Hugh, I need your advice.
What you got? I got you.
You were on that Jets team in 96, 1-15. So I kind of see the Cowboys winning one game this year. So how am I going to get through this season? Tell me.
You do pick good bourbon. That helps.
Well, I do.
I got some broccoli I might want you to try when you come to New Jersey. Like, holler at your boy.
Hey, you were very busy last night. I was there last night at Chickie and Pete's. You were very busy on the phone last night. Were you swiping for fantasy football or swiping for just
fantasy? No, I was looking to see what time the rapture was coming, and I had my daughters with me last night. So we were hanging out.
Your excuse is you were busy looking to see what time the rapture was coming.
No, seriously.
Does the time really matter, honest? Like,
if it's coming, it's coming. Like, there was a lot of talk yesterday about the rapture.
I saw it.
And so I'm trying to figure out, because one
what
lady
do you
said.
Mean there was a lot of talk about the rapture.
Kyle saw it. There was a lot of talk about the rapture.
That the rapture was going to be today.
The rapture was coming today.
You guys got to get off the internet.
The difference is I just dismissed it and moved on like any normal person should. He was checking to see what time it's coming.
No, because this lady said.
I just searched it, the rapture.
She said she called off work so she could be at home with her kids for the rapture. Like, she said that. So I was like, well, damn, didn't nobody tell me what time the rapture was? So. After I get off of work, I need to get home.
That nobody knows.
So a South African pastor predicted that today's the one.
Yeah, today's the rapture.
Yeah. Well, hold on. He said it's going to happen on September 23rd or 24th. You can't hedge on a prediction like that. You got to give me a date, man.
You got to give us some time to get ready.
It went viral on TikTok. Of course, that's where all the biggest world news you're going to get from. All right, Cowboy Jim. The Cowboys stink, man.
What you got, Cowboy Jim?
You know what? I don't even care anymore. Yeah.
Well, so my advice is to drink and wait for the rapture.
That's it. Because today it don't matter. Because today the last day anyway.
How about pick a new team, Cowboy Jim? All right, we're done with that. He wants me to feel bad. The Cowboys are bad. I tried to tell him in the summer. He didn't listen to me. Cowboys.
At least we got our Super Bowl in before the rapture.
Yeah.
Nobody else going to get a chance.
And you know what? We're
going to be the last Super Bowl champions on Earth.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But I was looking for an October.
That
Bills.
Means we're Super Bowl champs in perpetuity.
Yeah, the only problem is no one remembers it because
we all going to the upper room today. We all going to the upper room.
But is it today or tomorrow? Can't tell me 23rd or 24th. You can't do that. You got to tell me the day.
We all going to the upper room. That's why, for all y'all, and you people, all y'all that made fun of me talking about I'm going, y'all coming with me. we all going to the upper room today.
Putting myself in the shoes of a listener. Let me tune in today. What are they talking about?
The upper room.
Hugh Douglas, conspiracy theorist, and the rapture? It's all over?
We have the ball host.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to play this on my way home, too. Yeah. Just in case it happens when I'm on my drive.
He's going to have his windows down.
Like, what was that pig on that commercial?
People are going to be like, what is that guy?
This is it, people.
You know someone's looking at it like, that can't be Hugh Douglas, right? That can't be the former Eagle.
What the hell's wrong with that guy? I knew he was an idiot.
It just can't be him.
I need to go ahead and change my dentist appointment then, huh? Be like, Doc, I ain't coming. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I would say if the rapture's coming, there's no reason to go to the dentist.
There's no reason.
Just let you push that appointment back. Frankie in Roxburgh, what's up, Frankie?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Frankie, it's been a while. How you been?
What's up?
I just had foot surgery Monday.
Okay, how'd it go?
It went good. It was terrible, but I woke up this morning like I was reborn.
Oh, good. What kind of recovery you got here, Frankie? A few weeks? Months?
I'll tell you the truth, Joe. I'm on the road already.
Oh, good. That's great news. You're back on your feet in no time. All right, Frankie. So I'm happy to hear the surgery went well. What are we thinking on the birds?
I don't care how they win, Joe. I really don't. Just win. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. And I think he should just, whenever he wants to, just throw the ball to AJ.
There we go. I like that. You know what? Screw the game plan. Throw the ball to AJ.
He open.
It usually works. I mean, it's usually
pretty
successful.
What do you say? He always
open.
Always,
that's what his nickname is, yeah.
Joe, even if he's covered?
He's open.
It doesn't matter, right?
Don't matter.
Someone needs to tell Kevin Petullo this. That's the problem. He didn't know that for the first couple weeks.
You two, I want to invite you guys to dinner one night.
Oh, we'd love to come to dinner.
Wait a minute, what you cooking, though, Frank?
What do we have? Can Kyle come, too?
What's your favorite? Tell me.
Oh, Hugh, what do you want?
Food.
No, come on.
Give him a meal.
Okay, I like chicken and dumplings, but that's kind of, like, Frankie, you seem like you're going to cook a meal.
Frankie's not making chicken and dumplings,
dude. Why not?
Dude?
Have you heard this,
no,
man?
You know, when I was on a night, Frank used to call me while he was cooking.
Yeah, it was like the veal, like the
broccoli rub.
Make your gravy.
He'll make
the gravy,
Frankie can make a mean gravy, if I know Frankie.
Well, okay, we're going to go eat an Italian then. I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
I'm cool. You asked, but that's why I said food.
You want shrimp al diablo with linguine.
That sounds hot, Frankie.
A little spicy, yeah.
I'm too old to be eating spicy food, dog, for real. Hey, Frankie, I've got heartburn.
I got a special dessert for you. I made some really good brownies.
Brownies? Ooh.
Yes, really good fucking brownies.
Oh, no, yeah, we got dunked that, Frankie.
Frankie, love you, buddy, but no.
I think I'm starting to be pigeonholed.
Well, how'd that happen?
Yeah, because I think me and Frankie was on the same frequency with the brownies.
Yeah, he may have had a few brownies before he called in. That's the problem. It's only 12:20.
But when you describe him like that,
for Frankie.
But when you describe him like that, that makes me want to try him even more.
Yeah, I didn't expect. I mean, sometimes you could feel it coming. I didn't know that one. No, I didn't see that one coming.
We hung up on Frankie.
We had to. Yeah.
That was a vicious F-bomb.
I had to
right
say
there.
Goodbye.
Hey, next, call us tomorrow, Frankie, because we had to get rid of you today.
All right. Speaking of great food, not Frankie's, you know what we got to thank here? We got to thank Wilson Secret Sauce.
Yes.
They came in today.
Yeah, that sauce was banging too, man.
The sauce was incredible. Yeah. I had a vegan cheesesteak. It was awesome. What'd you have?
I had the pulled pork.
Was it good?
Oh, man. I had the sauce. You know, because I did it. I put the sauce on the bottom and then on the top. And I had it, and it was really tasty.
Check them out. Wilson's Secret Sauce in Upper Darby. Great, great food there. All right, coming back. All your phone calls on the office. Should they become a pass-first team now? And we'll get Ross Tucker's thoughts on the win, the Bucks on Sunday, Hughes' conspiracy theory. I mean, Ross Tucker was an offensive player. He knows how this thing works. Does Hughes' conspiracy theory have merit? We'll ask Ross Tucker next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all type of emotions. That's why we love the game as much as we do. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, oh, man, that feeling hurts. I don't know what that feels like, though, because I've been killing my bets lately. That feeling is a thing of the past with Game Day Guarantee, though, from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game, 9 till October, new customers get up to $100 back with Fed Cash. If your football bet loses, that's guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can also bet $10 to get $100 in Fed Cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in FanCash. FanCash that can be used for anything in Fanatics universe like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk your bets with another sportsbook when you can switch to a sure thing every single game day until October? Guaranteed. Your old sportsbook, they're out at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out for yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbooks, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.